Woke NPR refers to killing an unborn child as aborting a pregnancy. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 13, 2022. National Public Radio, NPR, is now resorting to the euphemism aborting a pregnancy rather than speak of aborting a fetus or a child. A 41-year-old woman is facing felony charges in Nebraska for allegedly helping her teenage daughter illegally abort a pregnancy, NPR correspondent Martin Costa wrote Friday. Doubling down still more, Costa added that conversations showed the pregnancy had been aborted, not miscarried as the two had said. Needless to say, a woman does not carry or miscarry a pregnancy, she carries or miscarries a child. As a point of comparison, Google defines abort as carry out or undergo the abortion of a fetus. For its part, the Britannica Dictionary says the word means to end a pregnancy deliberately by causing the death of the fetus. Lexico.com similarly defines abort as carry out or undergo the abortion of a fetus. Unabashedly pro-abortion, NPR is one of the mainstream media outlets that refers to the pro-life movement as the anti-abortion rights movement or simply the anti-abortion movement. According to NPR's official abortion language policy, on the air, we should use abortion rights supporters slash advocates and abortion rights opponents or derivations thereof. For example, advocates of abortion rights. It is acceptable to use the phrase anti-abortion, but do not use the term pro-abortion rights. According to NPR's public editor, the terms it uses are largely apolitical, since neither side regularly uses those phrases, and thus NPR cannot be accused of adopting one side's terminology over the other. Follow at Williamsrom.